All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check them out. Local folks doing local podcasts. Having a good time. Good morning, good morning. It is Thursday, May 6th, 2021. Spectacular day this morning. I don't know where you're at, but man, it is coming around here. Love it. You know, I thought today maybe I would just talk about a little bit about getting back to basics. Back to basics. You know, I remember when I first got sober and started coming around, and I used to hear about these back to basic meetings, and I remember a guy was like, you know, every day is back to basics. I don't think we ever graduate. We never get completely, you know, we never pass like the law exam, and then all of a sudden we're just official. Every day is like back to basics. And the problem, or the good thing is, and the problem is that the reason we showed up, the reason I showed up, that doesn't show up anymore in my life. You know, drunk, mouthy, fighting, stitches, embarrassment, shame, all that other stuff. That was the peak of the mountain for me. That was the top. That was the, I can't take it anymore. Either, you know, I've got to do something. That doesn't show up anymore in my life, those kind of moments. And it takes like what I just went through this past week. Tomorrow will be officially 1 week since the incident, which really ruffled a lot of feathers, especially mine, and, you know, made me very uneasy. Now, I won't say that I felt like having a drink or doing drugs over it. I've come too far for that. But damn it. Talk about tying up my mind and my thoughts and my feelings and exposing how really, you know, how good I am as long as everything is good. But how quickly I can get pretty fucking ruffled up over a simple little situation like that. Especially one where, you know, whether I feel like I was in the right or whatever. And I tried to share this the other day. The worst part about the situation, this learning experience that I've gone through, is that I'm not sure I would change anything. And that feels fucking dirty. That feels bad. You know, anytime that feelings get, I'll always be a people pleaser. I'll always be a lover, not a fighter. I'm always, you know, I want people to be happy, not upset. And so anytime something like this happens with someone that is so close to me, it's disturbing. It is really, it exposes how fucking sick, not how sensitive and raw I still am this many years after getting sober. And of course, not coming to the program, not getting sober for any of these reasons. I got sober because I can't, when I drink, I drink and drive, I can't shut up, I fight. Sorry, that was my youngest call, my middle boy calling. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Sam, big 10. I hope you're having an awesome day, I love you. But yeah, I didn't come for any of that. I just thought that was the way life was, just this constant, you know, concern and worry about what people think and, you know, how my behavior is and feeling guilty and, you know, and one of the things about getting back to basics, right? Back to basics. Let's get back to the simple things. You know, my buddy Matt used to say, drink a lot of water, breathe a lot of fresh air, and eat a lot of fresh food. You know, that was as simple as getting back to basics as it could be, right? One of the things he used to say, and I say it all the time, as long as you're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it'll work out. That's dumbing that shit down, way down. Because I can start living and I can start creating, and this is, you know, almost 13 years of sobriety. This is almost, I've been working on this since 1997. After all that time, I go through something like this, and I'm like sick with guilt and shame, especially when I didn't even do anything. So can you imagine what it would be like, what my guilt and shame felt like before I even started getting sober? It was just this constant, like, broken leg that I lived with. So getting back to basics and reminding myself you know, hey, am I doing these simple things? And one of the things, you know, but, you know, after, you know, clearly drinking a lot of water, you know, exercising, eating clean food, reminding myself that I don't smoke crack, reminding myself that I don't pay for hookers, reminding myself that I do show up on the most of the time, you know, it was about my relationship with my higher power. And this isn't something new. This isn't like, hey, have you thought about creating a relationship with the higher power? This is something I've had for a long time. This is a byproduct of doing a lot of work. I have a relationship with the higher power. I try, for the most part, to behave like I'm under the watchful eye of a higher power. Not perfect, you know, but I try. You know, I shared the story about my behavior on my way to pick up Matt and my behavior on my way after picking up Matt, you know. Once I was under the eye of a sponsor or a friend or somebody that I respected, I behaved differently. I talked about this the other day, this, you know, this quantum mechanics. When observed, it behaves differently. That's why it's hard to figure out about, and this is super dumbed down, but that's the trouble with quantum mechanics is studying it, is that when watching it, it behaves different than when you're not watching it. You look at it and it does one thing, and when you're not looking at it, it does another. And that sounds to me like a fucking human to me. It reminds me a lot of myself. That, you know, back to basics is a great message that I need to remember. And it's so important. And so I'm going to just talk about it a little bit and what back to basics means to me, which is one of the things that, you know, that I've learned is that the first thing you do is start praying about things. Back to basics. And actually building a relationship with a higher power and using the tool of prayer and exposing it like that, eh, you got to kind of get back to basics to get back to basics. But that, if you haven't worked on that, you know, give that a try. You know, try to build a relationship with a higher power. It isn't what you get, it's the attempt. You know, it's not the outcome, it's the attempt. It's not, what can you give me, God? It's just me saying that I am struggling and that I just need to say it out loud, and I'm just going to put it at your feet. And, you know, and I've shared the prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this. No, what's my other prayer? Dear Lord, my shoulders aren't big enough. I can't handle this. I'm turning it over to you. Boom. Dear Lord, my shoulders aren't big enough. I can't handle it. I'm turning it over to you. Just that. Dear Lord, my shoulders aren't big enough. I'm turning it over to you. What's that, 11, 12 words? 12 words, those 12 words can be the sword that fucking kills the dragon, right? Say it over and over, you know, and I've been using that. And when I went through this moment last Friday, 100,000 versions of emotions went through my mind. And for a while, I suffered with all of them until I started to realize that I have tools to let some of this go. And one of them is that, you know, I pray about it and I turn it over. Simple prayer cuts it in half. My buddy Matt used to say, share it out loud with somebody, it cuts it in half. So that's the other thing that I've been doing, is I've been talking to people about it and getting other people's opinions, because, you know, me, myself, and I got me here. Me, myself, and I cannot get me out of here. You know, when I have, and you know, it works both ways. If I have, like, if I'm out running and I have this idea, ego and pride all jump in. This is a great idea. Let's do it. You know, at all costs, let's just go for it. You know, don't be a pussy. Just do it. And, you know, off we go, me, myself, and I, and we head out on the adventure. And about halfway through, I look at myself and I go, what were you guys thinking? And then I look at myself and I go, what were you thinking for listening to them? And when the shit gets real, myself and I are gone. And it's just me going, how did I get here? And unfortunately, I cannot rely on me, myself, and I to get us out of it. Because us three together we're negative. And we'll find the negative and we won't see any positive, and we'll just live in this dark spot. And so I have to rely on people, friends, people in the program, anybody. And I have to start saying it out loud. And I tell you, when I start saying it out loud, myself and I takes a beeline out of here. And me starts remembering that I can change my day at any time. I can change my behavior at any time. I can, you know, the 10th step allows me to take a look at stuff, clean it up if I need to, make my amends, clean that shit up, and move on. Me, myself, and I won't think that way. Me, pride, and ego do not think that way. We think, how can we get out of this? How do we look awesome? Let's talk about how this other person was wrong, and let's not focus anything on myself. And that's a fucking, you know, as justified as it may feel, it is toxic. Toxic. And I don't want to live like it that. I don't want to live toxic. So I forgot a lot of the basic stuff through this week, and you know, I don't know if this person's listening to this podcast, and I just want this, if they are, I just want them to know that I love them, you know, and I hope one day we figure this all out. But the reality is, for right now, I think is we're just, I was telling my wife the other night, I go, this person probably doesn't even know I'm annoyed. This person is probably completely oblivious to all of my worries and stresses. This is probably all in my own head. But, hey, you know what? It shows you how fucked up I can be and almost 13 years sober. And that's why I do this podcast, you know, because I know other people are out there that struggle with the same kind of stuff. And I forget who I was talking to, but I was saying, you know, in the end, this could be one of the kind of things that leads people to pick up a drink again. And I don't want that. I do not want it. And so back to basics, you know, just remember, I have to pray, and I have to share my inside fears and worries and tales with other people so that I can expose it to some sunlight and I can get some other opinions on it. And it's weird when that happens and you start getting some other opinions and you're like, wow, that's right. And it's crazy how I have trouble allowing myself to see a different path. You know, the path that I always see when something like this comes up is me on a horse with a sword slaying all the people and attacking and being right and righteous. And the fact is, whether I'm right or righteous or not, I don't need to behave that way. And once again, that's not why I came into this program, right? I mean, does this make sense to anybody? I mean, this is just me debriefing myself. But does anybody else out there go through stuff like this where you get into kind of a situation where you're completely justified, you're the one in the right, and still feel fucking pretty shitty about it? Number one, for me at least, I'm not, you know, my day doesn't start off with how many times can I be in the right. I can tell you that for sure. Just being right feels a little creepy. Let's see. Let's read the Daily Reflections today. Maybe this will give us some guidance. Uh-oh. May 6th. Hold back nothing. The real tests of the situation are your own willingness to confide and your full confidence in the one with whom you share your first accurate self-survey. Provided you hold back nothing, your sense of relief will mount from minute to minute. The demand up emotion of years break out of their confinement and miraculously vanish as soon as they are exposed. As the pain subsides, a healing tranquility takes its place. 12 steps, 12 traditions. That is fucking, that, you know, it's all about surrender. We admitted the first humble thing I ever did, the first humble thing I ever did. We surrendered. We admitted. And it will just, it seems like it's just constantly that after that. One surrender after another. One white flag after another. And that's what this is saying. You know, if I take a hard, honest look at the role that I played in this, I'm more likely to find some sort of peace and serenity sooner than if I just give partial truth, if I just say the part that I think other people want to hear. Right? It says it right here. It says, in the one with whom you share your first accurate, honest, truthful self-survey, provided you hold back nothing, provided you tell all, your sense of relief will mount from minute to minute. Yep, there it is. It's you know, it's all about humility, right? All right, let's see. A tiny kernel of locked-in feelings began to unfold when I first attended AA meetings, and self-knowledge then became a learning task for me. This new self-understanding brought about a change in my response to life situations. I realized I had the right to make choices in my life, and the inner dictatorship of habit slowly lost its grip. I believe that if I seek God, I can find a better way to live and ask Him daily to assist me in living a sober life. That's right. That's back to basics right there. Thank you, back to basics. Thank you, book. Thank you, Daily Reflections. Because that's it. I'm not the king. I'm not the boss. I'm not running the show. God is. I need to recognize it. I need to say my story out loud. It's like, you know, if I was going to do a four-step over this, right, and I went through it and I said, oh, this was this, and this was because of this, and blah, 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 and I had all my examples and figured out in the end, like usual, the highly concentrated drip that pours out of the end of that, whatever it's called, pours out. And usually what it is me being inconvenienced, me not getting what I want. Every time. This situation was me not getting what I want. Every time. And it's, do I want to recognize that? Because once I figure that out, do I want to even say it out loud? Like in the fifth step, do I want to share this with another person? I do. Because that's where it gets real honest. That's where the shame, you know, really does its greatest work, is when you say it out loud and you're like, okay, this might have been a little bit stupid. I might have taken this too far. I see a lot of opportunities for me to have jumped off and ended this nonsense. Because this, if I say it out loud to somebody else, this is probably what they're going to tell me. Tom. And, you know, casualties of war. You know, I have to be careful. And I don't learn how to handle situations like this better the next time if I don't go through situations like this and handle them the way that I did. And it's pretty cool. I'm at peace. I've shared it. I'm ready to move on. And the message for today, leaving this all behind, is still back to basics, you know, and reminding myself that I have these great tools that I can use, like prayer. You know, one of the tough things right now for me is that we're not having any meetings. And I've been going to a meeting I've at least been to a meeting every week since 1997. Since 1997, I've at least been to a meeting every week. Early on, I went to a meeting every day. But at least a meeting every week. At the lowest point of my sobriety life, I've at least been to one meeting a week. And I haven't been to a meeting in probably a year. And that's, you know, I feel okay. You know, I'm surrounded by people in the program. I'm surrounded by people that know that I'm in the program. Meaning, you know, it's like if you don't drink, you don't hang out with drinkers. I mean, you might hang out with somebody that has a beer or something, but I'm not hanging out with partiers. And, you know, so I'm surrounded by these kind of people. This is just the kind of people that I've ended up being friends with. Most of them program, but, you know, and I share and I talk about these things. And I, you know, my one buddy, the doctor from the program, he, you know, he'll call me out on my shit. And I'm like, ugh, stop it. But that's why you have people, you know? I mean, if I'm up to something and I know it's wrong, I'm probably not talking to the doctor about it, my buddy James, right? You know, if I'm up to something, he's not the guy to talk to, you know, because he's going to say, listen, you know, it looks like you there's a lot of space in there for you to have pulled off the highway and got this thing back on track, but you didn't. And he's right. And, actually, I don't know. I didn't really talk to him about this situation, but that's usually the case. So it's nice to have people to talk to. And so one of the things for me, getting back to basics, is staying in communication with somebody that's in the program, at least for me, and just sharing the stuff that I'm going through and putting it out there and, you know, just getting the temperature on it from somebody else's point of view. The other thing for me right now is I have to remember to keep praying. I have to remember to keep turning it over. I will suffer big time with this shit. Whether it's this situation or any other situation, I have to pray about it. You know, when you have kids and you know, if you have, you know, my son turned 10 today, and if he has friends over and they go in their bedroom, and, you know, and you hear the door shut, first thing you do, keep the door open, right? Keep it open a bit, you know, or if when your son has his girlfriend over. I remember when my older son, David, was dating a girl and they came over and they went in his room. I'm like, keep the door open, you know, keep some sunshine on in there. That's what I have to remind myself. I have to remind myself to keep the door open because I love to shut the door. And then I just start talking about it with myself. I think you did the right thing. Yeah, this person was completely in the wrong. I did the right thing. Door opens. Hey, what are you talking about in here? Nothing. Right? Turned off the mic. Keep the door open. keep some sunshine. You know, don't start running my own program, which I love to do. And, you know, so that's two things, getting back to basics, praying, right? And talking with other people, whether they're in the program or, you know, somebody that you can confide in. And then some of the obvious ones that my buddy Matt used to say is that, listen, you know, make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Eat some clean food and exercise. Take a nice walk. You know, those three things are a source of some seriously negative thought. You know, if you're not eating well, you're thinking about it. I need to eat better. I need to eat better. You know, I've been struggling a little bit with sugar, you know. The other day I had these Reese's peanut butter cups. They're just the devil's discs, and they're so innocent and cute, right? But, man, I ate a few of them, and I felt really bad. You know, so clean up my eating. I drink a lot of water. Thank gosh, I don't stress about that. And I exercise. Luckily, I have a nice program. I work with some other of my friends in running. And, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, joining any fitness contest. But, you know, could be worse, put it that way. So, you know, taking care of that. And then reminding myself, you know, and this is keeping the door open, Tom, is that as long as, you know, I'm not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it will work out. And as simple as that sounds, it is very key. Very key. So get back to basics, people. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye.